concluded training camp for us. I first want to start off and thank the fans for once again an incredible environment that they create for our players. So it's fitting that we finally had a hot day, a very hot day to work in our last day of training camp. So the players definitely timed that right this year. Today is also a tough day. As I've talked throughout the week, we will spend the next hour here trying to determine really who 14 and 15 will be on our cuts, our final cuts, going down to 75. One player of note I do want to talk about, DeJuan Harris will go on IR today. That has been determined after further medical review. So it's a tough one. He's definitely a young player that I felt was going to be an impactful player for us on offense. I know he is. It's a tough blow for him, but we need to get him healthy and we will start that process. So with that, I'll take your questions. Well, it's a similar injury that he suffered in the OTAs. That's why he pretty much hasn't practiced, I think, in 12 weeks. I think it was the time frame that he went through the rehab phase. So similar injury the other night, and I could see it in his eyes when he came off the field. So I really haven't felt good about it since the game, but then it was made clear today.
He could be brought back before the end of the season?
If he goes on IR, he's lost for the year.
You have one designation to bring him back?
I'm sorry?
You have one designation where you can bring
him
back?
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah. What did you think of the kicking battle today?
I thought the kicking battle was extensive. We wanted to go both with the win and against the win. I thought Mason was exceptional. You can see Ramirez was struggling a little bit with the timing of it, which I guess you have to definitely be aware of, and it's you're accustomed to. He's only been here for 3 days, so he really didn't have the rhythm, the cadence, and the snap down, and I think it affected him on the first set of kicks, and it carried over to the second set. Two very talented kickers, I think it's very evident just watching those two go head to head this week.
Mike, since you haven't seen Ramirez in a game situation, does that affect how much you use those guys on Thursday?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, this is the conversations that the one of many conversations you have this time of year. You're talking about every position. You're talking about every player. You're gathering all the information. It just seems like one continuous conversation. Frankly, I'll go right from here to Ted's office. He's still watching Derek Sherrard's workout. Just to make sure we see exactly where he is. So we have a lot of moving parts here in these final couple, right before these final couple hours to get to 75.
Mike, do you sort of feel like Crosby sealed it?
I'm not going to say that at this moment. I thought Mason hit the ball very well all week. I mean, that's what you look for, and that's what he's done for the majority part of his career. So. I was very impressed with Mason the last two kicking opportunities, lining up with the three-man competition on Sunday and then today. So he's had a very good week.
I guess how do you weigh him having a whole bunch of good days but then having between family night and one practice where he's had a couple of bad ones? I guess how do you weigh that when you decide?
Well, that's why it's an evaluation. The reason why there was a competition that went on throughout the training camp, and there's a reason why we still haven't made a decision. So you continue to go through the process, and the right decision was made at the right time. So that's why it's gone on this long. So like I said it the other day, I thought it was clear. It was a competition, and no one's really jumped through the door. And hopefully that's happened.
Mike, I know how excited you were about DeJuan when you got him back. Does this make it that much more valuable that you did? It seemed like you were heavy at running back throughout this camp. Doesn't quite seem that way anymore. What does this mean for Franklin, who's been a little bit up and down, and then the two veteran guys you have?
I mean, anytime you have an injury to a particular playmaker, it's the responsibility of the other players at the position, or frankly, in this case, the other perimeter positions to step up. You know, every offseason you go through evaluation of your offense. You do offseason studies. You project how you vision your offense looking, and you kind of confirm things after the draft, and you have the vision packages in place on how you're going to start the season. And I'll just tell you, as DeJuan was a big part of particularly my individual focus for the season. So last week was really the first opportunity to play both DeJuan and Eddie Lacy in a kind of a 1-2 type punch format, and so that has now changed.
Do you still envision going with some type of 1-2 punch? Maybe you thought that far ahead yet on how you use your running backs?
I mean, we'll see. You know, obviously you got a game plan. You got to do things, and what happens in Kansas City, I think we'll say a lot about the remaining players in that group and where they rank and, you know, how we prepare for San Francisco.
How about how Green starts fair in his camp and how we evaluate
him? I think you got to have to be excited about James Starks' camp. He's practiced every single day, which is something that was important for him to do. His availability has been the highest of his career. He runs very hard. He's contributed a little more on special teams, which he hasn't done in the past. So, I mean, there's definitely steps that James made throughout training camp. You know, Alex Green, I really felt a heightened productivity from Alex on special teams this year. You know, I think he's a legitimate kickoff returner. Punt protection. He's a very useful player, outside of obviously playing running back. And those are the types of things you look for. It's a long year. You need them all. So I think both those guys have had good training camps.
You mentioned Derek Schrott a moment ago with Ted. Is there any update there about how he's done for the last week or two since he's
had? He's getting better. He's getting close. You know, he looks good. You know, obviously we knew from the start it was a serious injury, and I'm impressed with the progress he's made, particularly in training camp.
Do you have a feeling he'll be back
Thursday night without Morgan in the game?
I'm sorry?
What do you want to see out of your safety Thursday night without Morgan in the game?
Well, I mean, you want to particularly see the young guys, the young guys play and see how that shakes out. So, I mean, you can say that about the safeties, the young outside linebackers all the way through. So, some guys are going to have some opportunities Thursday night that they haven't had to this point. So, and you want to see how they respond to it.
With Sherrod, do you have any feeling whether he can get back in the mix at some point this year?
I don't know. I've given you everything I know about Derek Sherrod.
Mike, with Tremont Williams, did he test out well enough to be considered
for? I thought Tremont, he was limited yesterday. Based on just the brief conversation I had with Dom and Joe Witt, it looked like everything was going well today. So, but I can't confirm it. I haven't visited with Tremont yet.
Mike, you made a decision on Aaron for Thursday night.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
No, as far as, play time, we'll do that tomorrow at 8 a.m. So I really kind of want to go through Tom on how everything went with the quarterbacks. Just a couple things we were looking at today in practice. I cut practice short one period, just because the heat index out there today was 98. It's above 100 degrees in Kansas City. So you got a lot of our younger players are going to play more reps than they've played all year, so I thought it was smart to cut back. So there's a couple conversations that we need to have before we determine play time for all those guys.
Hey, Mike, just curious if you've kept in touch with John Dorsey in the offseason. Any thoughts on the job he's been doing?
Looks like John's been doing a great job. Looking forward to seeing John, which you always do briefly before the game. We all are very fond of John. And he'll do a great job. It looks like him and Andy are off to a great start.